Kansas.
He's got 13,000.
Well, we need to get some more specifics, what we bring in on the mill sheet.
Yeah, when you bring that.
20,210.
Any objection to, I don't know what those are.
It's like we're bringing in 13, 19. What's the miscellaneous revenue that goes to the transfer station, right?
Say it again.
Miscellaneous revenue. We brought in 20,000 this year.
Could be the metal and stuff they short out. And
so I was going to say, the only thing I know, they did start pulling up metal. I tried to get them to find somebody to take that. And several of the guys at Broken Bridge that haul metal, and they finally decided to just let the road bridge was hauled down there and take the proceeds and put it back in here. I think that's probably what it is. They're probably selling that much.
So is this an option to put more?
I have no idea.
It brought in...
Brought in 22,000 this year, and I need to check before I can tell you that I'd want to put it up there. I might do well with 15, 18, but I wouldn't want to go.
Let's go. What, Danny? What do you want? Let's do 16,000, so we're going to need to find that.
I think that sounds good.
Good job. All right. And it gives total revenue of
970,000.
Total on salaries. We approved 215. We requested 145.
145 would be their current salaries, and that's why it's in it that it came from me.
How did what happened? Must have dropped from.
Well,
we're paying out another.
If you'll notice, they spent 165 in that 1 year. I probably the 215 very possibly may have included one of those times that one of the people was part time and I didn't realize it was part time.
No, it's just what was approved last year.
Yeah, 215 is what was approved. But if you look at what we spent
again. Are you thinking about doing something different over there? Are we going to? The guys were talking about adding somebody, so we didn't have the overtime in that position. My point is the 145 enough? Should we have more in there? Again, it's not going to be spent unless we approve it. So
I think you need more in there. Let me tell you why. What you do? This year we spent 184,000. They have a lot of overtime. It is a place that needs some management somehow or another. I don't know. Maybe if they are, I don't know.
200.
15,000 less.
We're not spending it unless we. Whatever you say. I mean, we have less and pull it from somewhere else.
That's right. I do have the comfort with 200,000.
All right. Legal notices. Is there a number of things we run legal notices on at the transfer station?
We spent 30, 82, 50 kind of.
We do advertisements. For
when we change this notice here.
So. Oh, when we do the prices, we're going to run something in the newspaper.
We'll have to have a sign out there also, so we can put 100.
Put 200. You might put 300 or 400 in there, I think.
Yeah. We'll have to put a sign up out there, so it'll be 300.
Yeah, but legal notice is what's going in the newspaper.
Yeah, so put 300 in there. That way you got it there if you need it.
On the side, we'll probably take it out of here under supplies or freight or equipment purchase.
Let's make that $1,500 on
that. $1,500 on supplies? Okay. That will fall.
It's going to be right around $1,000.
That's the average on that.
That's fine. Scale house? What is that?
Well, they have to have that thing calibrated every year, and I don't know. I'm just looking. Previous years,
probably a federal charge that they come down, making sure that it's
probably. I mean, I don't know because in 2010 it was 479, then it dropped to 150, and now it's back up to 630 this year. So I don't know.
Was 630?
$630. Yeah.
Let's put it in again.
They had to do some work.
I'll say that they do something. Have a
put 500. Mechanical parts.
I don't have a clue what that is.
I see Randy sitting up there. I don't need it, but let's put the 5 back in. Is that right?
Yeah.
Your total is?
3,800 there.
Equipment purchase. What are we looking at for 2,000?
Well, Well, they were talking about one of those rolling trailers.
Can you come in for this?
What they were talking about.
Yeah, he can.
Well, he's like I said, he knows about it.
Yeah. Hey, Randy?
I know that that's what the 50,000 is going to be rolling trailer.
Can you join us for a minute? We're on the transfer station.
Okay.
I'm looking at, we've got $50,000 down for equipment purchase. What are we?
Actually, we're going to purchase two new trailers this year, and $50,000, that will cover one trailer. It's going to have to be double that.
So
I think they're going to be estimated. We got a bid on it. We can convert with Erickson with the bid.
So let's do $100,000.
Will there be any other equipment besides those two trailers?
Shouldn't be this year. We'll just have to see how this year goes. And we're possibly looking to, we'll see how this year goes on the inflows.
Computer repairs. Are we having to repair the computer people or something?
They're just minor. They've got a unique program on there that's it's coming. We'll probably need a little bit in there just to keep it operating. We kind of deal with a lot of that. They need, basically service, tires, normal.
We better up that, though, because...
We kind of...
About 20
days.
Vehicle maintenance.
Vehicle maintenance is like our old changes, normal maintenance stuff. Vehicle equipment repair is where we have major repairs on it. I think we try to separate that. Yeah.
Down here, we don't have equipment.
What did you spend last year for Brian?
17 last year.
17, 8 or
something. That's make it 20.
Good.
So, when we get those new trailers, Bob, we get done.
They've had some repairs on
the total there? 141. Okay. Trading the mileage express. We send a boy somewhere, people somewhere.
I don't know if they really need that. They're basically.
Well, do we pay anybody mileage to go pick something up or do occasionally that? Could be what the mileage is.
Usually that's done through the little bridge or we have a part sent in. There's very little that
you're called.
I don't know of any kind that we need to do training.
Yeah, we've got zero and zero.
I haven't spent any since 2010.
Okay, zero. Dick, you have to help us with the laundry.
Yeah, it probably should be up a little bit. And
what did you spend this year?
13,029.
How about 15? Is that left?
I think 15 is that left.
Dental, that'd be zero. I have workers' comp in here at 6,000. It's red lines, so you know that's not my writing either.
But I know, but that's what I've got in here too, Ron. We had to get those numbers somewhere.
Well, I'll tell you where I'm pretty sure they came from. I'm pretty sure they came from the bill that we paid in December.
6,000.
Yeah.
Unemployment comp? Couple thousand. Rick, you tell me.
I've got 1,300 in there, and that's going to be pretty close.
1,300. 1,341.
Yeah, maybe put 14 in there.
1,400. TS under insurance. I don't know what that is.
I'm not sure it is. Maybe about 400, $500.
500.
I wonder if that's something I'm
thinking. 379.08.
Next one, life insurance. Do we have to cover it? What is that for?
Well, the county buys life insurance for those three people. That's what it is. I don't know
what. I'll go for 300. Vision care.
That really should zero out.
Zero. Bond. Somebody bonded it and cost a
hundred.
We have to bond. Anybody that works in a scale house will handle
it. So it could be one, two, three people? It's going to be more than
at least a couple. Stottle needs to be bonded because we can't
afford 300. 300. That's less than three. Liability? Is five going to be left over there?
I don't know, last year it was 5,316.
So let's put 6,000. Property fire, what was it last year?
1,713.
So is 2,000 okay?
That's good.
Insurance vehicles?
I have 81,2110.
81,2110? About 8,500.
Yeah.
Don, how can you help?
Not how can you help me?
So you did everything. I see. Thank you.
I got all years in my office.
Services rendered.
Oh,
what? Oh, services rendered. What does that mean? Services rendered.
Anything dead?
We do have, every once in a while, we have to.
What do y'all do over there?
I have no idea what the service is. Unless it's something dealing with calibrating scales.
You got no smile in your hand?
Oh.
It's company.
2,000 or more or less, right? You all right on your shot there?
No, I'm that's moved up 3,000. I don't know what it is. 3, we spent about 3,000 a year.
I need to find out what that is.
Can you put that terminology in there? Can you get all up to the
food? Now I am.
Oh, Rick.
I'm sure they haven't been here for about
4 years.
This next one is going to be a big guesswork. How can we...
Repairs, buildings and grounds, low as you may. Number one, have we got somewhere here we've got engineering costs? Anywhere?
I don't
see. Let's, Rick, let's put up engineering line in, and we're going to have to put...
Yeah, we're going to have to put probably...
20,000?
Oh, it costs way more than that. 30?
I'm not talking about building it. I'm talking about the engineering.
Just the engineering.
Well, I mean...
We had an estimate right now, the other day of what, 30,000?
Now, we did find information. Part of that, it's already been paid for. Some of that, he can utilize some information. We did find some stuff that's already done that Travis will have to do. So, but...
I mean,
you won't separate that from the actual cost of the building, I guess.
Yes, so we know what the engineering cost is. Oh, my wrong?
Right, you know that if they said it's going to cost $27,000 to figure out how much it's going to cost.
The buildings would cost a little more?
Yeah.
I'm a little worried about the building deal.
Yeah, I think it's...
$500,000 here.
I'm not looking close to...
Well, I know this, the two doors that we were looking at, the metal fit on the other was going to cost us...
$180,000.
I think it's $180,000.
We're not looking at that type of door. The same. That wasn't even going to work.
It was like an airline.
Yeah, that ain't
system.
What we're considering the same thing that was on there. The only thing we want to do is extend the building 20 feet so the trucks dump and don't take out the doors. That was the whole problem. So all I want to do is extend the building and put the same type doors on it. We solve the problem.
Why don't we just raise the whole
building? We can't put the same type doors on it if the trucks are the DNR.
No. The reason the doors got damaged and took off, the building's too short for these.
No, I understand. DNR has come in and said, this ain't going to work for you.
This one costs us $100,000, and that's, I think it'd be more.
They said the doors are too short?
They said, well, Scott knows. We've been talking about Scott's
just lack of doors.
Lack of doors on down where the truck is and that main opening. I mean, we have no doors there, period.
So. They have the specs, so we really need to take a hard look at that. But what we're telling you is, they were telling us yesterday it was going to cost us over $30,000 just to engineer what we needed.
Well, part of that, plugged in there. We'd already got done with the previous company. So part of that...
You know how much?
We had the topo survey was already done. We should be able to obtain that from Aegis and something else. There was some structural stuff already done.
Let's put $120,000 in there.
For engineering?
No, for the whole thing.
All right, where's the whole thing?
Well, you want to do it?
You want to talk about buildings and grounds?
He's on repairs.
All right, we're going to do buildings, grounds, and repairs, and that'll include all of it, is what you're saying.
So I just take that engineering cost out?
Yep, that's what he said.
1,000. That may not even touch it. Because they're talking about rebuilding the floors.
Yeah, that's the reason for just pouring and finding out what's there. I don't know.
We got zeros on the signs, but we put that signs under that other line.
Mine says 500.
I got 500.
Well, I know, but what we did in the past 2 years was 00. Put 500 in there.
Zero in Transfer County is usually with that.
Okay. Contingency fund.
I'll match that up so we can appropriate everything.
We'll match it up.
Okay.
What'd you just hit there, Dan?
Contingency. The transfer contingency is zero. We're going to come back to contingency and I'll put it in.
Electricity?
What do we need? 2,500.
2,500 probably would be good.
Okay.
Fuel for heating?
We have never used any of that, but they've always put it in the trailer.
Set four, Randy.
I figured an oil burner or something.
No, I think they're all electric. On the as far as transfer station, I don't think they have propane, do they? I don't have to check. That would be the only thing.
You would not use anything. Like
maybe, they've got a generator.
Well, now there's no heat in the main transfer station building. There's no need. If there is, it's electric.
Zero.
No heat. Yeah.
It's all paid out electric.
Water sewer. Zero transfer from transfer station. I don't understand. Communication.
The cost I was talking to you about wrong. If anything to administration, Randy knows a lot about this. And Randy, David, Kathy, anybody that works here. But zero's fine with me. I just want you to know where
we're reassigning that. Yes. He's part.
Fuel.
Transfer station. Yeah, on this part.
I'm going to take any of this.
What did it cost us fuel last year?
$95,000.
I'm not the bearer of good news, but I thought you'd like to know that.